Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Friday.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Welcome to your spooky indie wake-up call.
Woo!
Is that good? Yeah, I'm your host, Scream, not Dean, Scream.
I don't have a fun one for Megan. I'm Megan. It's Tuesday. It's almost Halloween.
This
is very exciting.
I'm going to be speaking in this voice the whole time.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
We just heard Return of the Living Dead, main theme by Dominic Hauser. We talked about that movie last week, and the main theme is just so good. I thought it was a good intro.
Thank you for the voice. Yes, we love Halloween. We're very excited.
We've got a spooky show out for you. I'm dropping the voice because I just realized our next topic is scary, but not in a fun, scary way.
Oh, yeah.
In a scary, scary way. So we're going to play Little Dark Age next, and you might ask why, besides the fact that it's a cool, goth, spooky song.
And on one of the greatest albums ever, I think, personally.
Wow.
I love that record. I listened to it so many times.
Great record. But yeah, it's, of course, MGMT's
fourth sounds right.
So anyway, ice, the not the fun thing you put in your drink, but the horrible American Gestapo been issued a DMCA by MGMT for the use of Little Dark Age. Apparently, this song has become really big on, like, extremist right parts of the internet.
I hate that very much.
Yeah.
I really hate that.
Especially because they have the lyric, "Policemen swear to God, love seeping from their guns. I know my friends and I would probably turn and run."
Yeah. What?
Yeah, these people are just stupid.
Yeah, this is like, I don't know, they always like co-opt all these like anti-authoritarian, anti-right-wing songs.
Same
and
as
then
it
they're
ever
like,
was.
Oh, this sounds sick.
Yeah.
But anyway, just so stupid.
Yeah.
So like, annoying.
I was going to make a joke like, oh, we're like the actual like German Nazis, like co-opting like popular, like liberal or communist songs, like as a joke. But I don't know enough. I haven't read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich yet. I'm working on it. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like it's again, same as it ever was.
Yeah. This is just, ugh. I hope ICE ceases to exist very soon.
Like, yeah, that would be very
just
nice.
Just really sad.
If there's any like, group of people that you wish you could transport into, like, Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th or something.
Yeah, it's so depressing. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Department of Homeland Security has also had multiple copyright holders, including Jay-Z and The Cure, have also issued DMCA takedowns for use of their songs in, like, advertisements.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is also interesting because I don't know how like copyright on TikTok works, because like all of TikTok is based on like viral songs and people using the same song over and over again, and artists like specifically like want people to stream their song a lot on TikTok because then they go listen to it on Spotify or whatever. But so, like, is there a copyright issue with TikTok? Like, is it only if the artist decides they don't like it? Like,
yeah,
is
I
it when it's, like, a government organization? But, like, lots of brands, I'm assuming, use the viral songs. Maybe they pay for it?
You would have to, you'd think.
But
yeah, who's to say?
Social media law, I don't know.
Even the Pokemon Company, the horrifically, the DHS used Gotta Catch 'Em All in regards to rounding up migrants. And the Pokemon Company had to step in and say, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, horrible.
But yeah, no, these people, folks, these are not good human beings, as we like to say. But let's try to move on to something a little lighter. Let's enjoy Little Dark Age respectfully.
It's a great
politics.
Song.
Yeah.
I boo Nazis stealing everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here we go.
We'll be right back. gold star turns black. Tell me it's good to be back. Gold star turns black.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Halloween it's the edition.
Spooky edition. That's right.
Sorry, I stepped on your voice there.
We just heard Frankenstein by Tokyo Police Club. Before that, we heard Bride of Frankenstein by Night Court, of course, ladies first. And at the top, we heard MGMT, Little Dark Age.
Yes.
There's a lot of Frankenstein stuff coming out.
Yeah, we're actually reading Frankenstein right now.
Yeah, we're reading Frankenstein for a book club. We'll give you our thoughts on the Frankenstein next week once we're actually finished the book.
We're meeting in 6 days and I am one chapter in, so I gotta speed it up a little bit, but we'll see. Everyone's like posting theories in the chat, and first of all, save it for the book club, am I right? Second of all, I don't know what anyone's talking about because I haven't read it yet, so
yeah.
I feel not included. But you know, there's a monster. I got that.
Yep.
Someone is going to be on a boat at some point. I'm still not, he's not even on the boat yet, but that's what I have so far.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. I was like, what? And then, but no, that's the framing device for the whole story. But yeah, in music news, Pitchfork has announced, Condé Nast's Pitchfork, it's important to remember.
Okay.
Is like next year they're going to introduce a comment section on the reviews and a fan score
like
in to complement the actual critics score.
What's the website? Rotten Tomatoes. That's what I was thinking.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's literally a Rotten Tomatoes.
So this is of course going to be horrible.
Yeah, it will be very funny. Some of the Reddit comments talk about how they're never going to be able to review K-pop again.
Which LOL.
Is true and
funny.
But also, like, it's okay. Are we getting hard hitting music criticism right now, anyway? Like,
no,
I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, and that's why I'm actually, like, kind of into this, because, like, the comments are going to be very mean. And I think we need some more teeth in music criticism.
No,
the comments
are going to be all stands being like, this is the greatest album of all time. But you know what?
Yeah,
maybe that frees up the journalist to be a little meaner if the audience score is going to be a 10 out of 10 every time, regardless. Like
maybe, but then...
Or maybe they'll be... Like,
maybe they'll be more cowed.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, some, like, BTS fan will send them pictures of their parents' house.
I think they just have to stay away from BTS. They just don't review the albums. Just be like, the album is out. That's all they got to say. But... Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, famously comment section's a really pleasant place on the internet.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, but... Yep. I don't know. I like people talking about music and reviewing music together. I think that's fun. I definitely think it's just, if it's like a comment on the article, I don't think that many people will engage other than saying, I agree with you or you are wrong. Mm-hmm. If it's just like Letterboxd where you can review the album yourself, it's going to be like all these like clickbaity headline things. But maybe some of them will be funny. I don't know.
Yeah. But also like Rate Your Music already exists.
Yeah, but
like,
no one uses that.
Well,
am
like
I crazy?
People who are really obsessive, like album heads, use it and scream at each other. Mm. But yeah. Hopefully Condé Nast can, like, sort of co-opt some of that energy and turn that into ad revenue. So I'm hopeful for them.
That's awesome for them. Mm-hmm.
Woo! anyway, folks, what do we have coming up next? Oh, yes, the Smashing Pumpkins. Imagine a more Halloween-y band. Their record, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, is 30 years old this week.
Nice.
So we're
going to
play the spookiest song on that record, We Only Come Out at Night.
Once again, I'll pretend. There's a chandelier and it's falling. I was beautiful then and I'm beautiful now. Still have them in my back pocket. Renovation plan, sex with your best friend. The coffee's burnt, your mom's calling. Wanted a geisha wife, but I'm a Swiss Army knife. My angels are always watching. Cheap perfume as you coughing. Schedules, deadlines, bills are falling behind. Screaming into your pillow, I'm laughing. Waiting like a stone in your guest room alone. He thinks no one's home, he starts crying. My body aches and the chain breaks until the tragedy flows. I'm
folks, and welcome back to your spooky indie wake-up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And you can also listen on CFRC.ca.
That's
just
so
a reminder.
We just heard Kill V Mame by Grimes.
Bangers only.
Before that, we heard Goldie Boudelier with Favorite Fear. What a nice rhyme. I really like that track. And at the top, we heard The Smashing Pumpkins, We Only Come Out at Night.
Yes. Okay, funny. Just aside for a sec. I'm paraphrasing this because I saw a social media post and now it's not in front of me. But Grimes apparently got like a face tattoo. But she was talking about how she must like draw on her face so much that literally no one noticed that she got a face tattoo. But the face tattoo is just like slightly like...
It's like a teardrop.
It's like a ring around her eye, kind of like a Dalmatian, but it's like just kind of skin colored anyway. I don't know. It's
okay.
You can Google Grimes face tattoo. Maybe it'll come up, but just random.
Yeah.
She's cool. Always doing something random.
Ain't she ever. folks, we finally watched Weapons, the big horror movie of the year, if you don't count Sinners or Final Destination 6 or arguably Eddington. But it was really, really good.
It was really,
believe it or not.
Really good.
We loved seeing Sarah Paxton and the guy who's also in Barbarian.
Oh, yeah. I knew his name when we were looking at him yesterday.
Yeah. But you know, he's the guy. He's the movie producer guy in Barbarian.
Oh. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's
you know, he's got the bowl cut. He's the
but
guy.
But yeah, Josh Brolin.
The lady from Ozark, who I always forget the name
Julia Garner.
Yes.
Married to Mark Foster. Little indie music fun
fact.
Oh,
wow. There you go. But yeah, great flick. It's
so good.
Scary.
It was scary.
It is goofy. Like the end, like the climax of it is like laugh riot hilarious.
Yeah.
Which you could argue, given the subject matter, like this is despite the fact that the director has, said the opposite multiple times. This is obviously a movie about the school shootings.
Yeah.
About how a classroom of children can disappear, then everyone has to go about it as normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, really spooky. I saw another good interview with the director whose name escapes me. I apologize. But someone was like, when the kids are running, why do they run with their arms out? And he responded, I don't know. I thought it looked scary.
Yeah.
And he's
right.
It looks really scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the interviews with him, they were like, oh, why did you do this thing? And, like, what are the themes? He's like, I don't know, man. It looks cool. I like doing it.
Which is the correct answer.
Yeah. You were talking about something about comedy.
Oh, like, yes. Yeah, so this guy used to be a sketch comic, and, like, a la Jordan Peele, who was also a sketch comic turned horror director, that's an easy jump to make, because it's all, like, setup and payoff. And, like, this movie is funny. Barbarian is funny and scary also. And, like, both of those movies are, basically an hour of setup for, like, a payoff joke at the end of, like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. We are like, late to watching this, so maybe you've already seen it. But if you haven't, it's a good Halloween movie.
Yeah, definitely highly recommend Weapons and Barbarian if you missed that a few years ago.
It's on Crave.
Crave. Yeah.
What do we have next?
Up next, this doesn't count as spoilers. We have Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu, another track that I just adore.
Golden I've got my own little magic, and I'm not trying to wreak havoc. It's just that sometimes I see something and I just need a hug.
Sincerely, don't worry.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, Spooky Edition. But we just heard Suspicion by REM. Before that, we heard Mac DeMarco freaking out the neighborhood. And at the top, we heard Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu.
Yes. It's baseball time.
Baseball.
We are recording this Monday, so we don't know how today's game went.
Yes.
But you know, because you're in the future.
That's right.
So hopefully,
well.
Won.
Well, that... Scherzer guy was our lead pitcher, is going to be our lead pitcher tonight, was our lead pitcher last night for you, I like that guy, man. He's awesome. I like him.
Crazy.
I like your Savage.
I don't like him personally because he seems to yell and push people a lot, and I feel like that's clearly a bad trait, but I do like that I see a lot of funny posts about how he does that on the internet. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm not working with him, so I'm pretty removed from the situation.
Yeah, but yeah, what are your other thoughts or hot takes on what we've seen? Two World Series games thus far, on that wicked blowout that we had on Friday, and then the sort of dribbling failure of Saturday.
Well, what I like so far is that I finally learned like probably about half the rules of baseball.
Nice.
Before maybe I was at like 10%. I'm definitely like bandwagoning as
Is of course,
literally everyone I know, because
yeah.
You know, it's fun.
It's
They're in the World Series.
It's
Everyone's
exciting.
Like, I love baseball now.
Yeah, and you don't want to see these Dodgers win, man.
No, not at all. But yeah, no, I like that the Jays have one guy that always looks so grumpy. He just like, he always is getting struck out or whatever, and then he's yeah. like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. But one time he did a little, like, he held his bat sideways, he went, burp, onto the ground in front of him, and that went okay, and then he seemed like a little pleased with himself.
Yeah.
But I was watching like a TikTok clip of all the Jays being interviewed, and his was like the most grumpy answers, and I was like, I knew it. You look grumpy
grump.
On the field, you're a grump in real life. So he's funny.
Yeah. I like obviously we hate Mookie Betts now, but we like Mookie Betts because he has a great baseball name. He sounds like the sort of guy who Al Capone would have had killed, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Shohei, you know, he's impressive, but again, they are the enemy.
I saw a post that said that our Savage pitcher is only making $47,000.
Yes.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I thought they had no salary caps. They're paying people. I make more than that. Like, that's
I know.
Crazy.
I know. Yeah, he's 24. He's just a young kid.
Yeah,
they just, like pulled him up.
That's crazy.
I know. But, like, once he's up for renegotiation, that guy's going to be making bank.
Yeah.
He is so impressive.
I just feel like at least pay everybody, like, a living wage. Like, this is, like... That's not enough money.
I agree.
That's like he works for a nonprofit style money. Wow.
Yeah, but finally, about the basketball, there is this unfortunately fake post.
Yeah.
Doctored image of Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay,
Trump.
We're going to read it, but like.
This
preface,
is not real.
It's fake. It's a fake Trump okay. tweet, but.
No matter who wins, I will refuse to invite either baseball team to my ballroom, as they are both run by highly inept officials from California and Ontario, Canada. I don't host losers. We will be actively investigating the MLB. This World Series is rigged, probably by the Dems and the Mafia.
Okay, so fake. It was fake.
Yeah.
But very funny, and also, like, the things he tweets are so insane that it's, like, literally impossible to tell what's fake and real.
Yeah.
Unless you Google it, which we did, and it's fake. But the funny thing is that Stephen King was like,
did not
what? Trump says he won't invite either team playing in the World Series to the White House. He can't rise above his petty political concerns, even for the great American game. If anything shows what a louse he is, that's it.
Yeah.
Which I love. I am obsessed with when celebrities fall for fake news or fake tweets. I know they are human, and we literally all do it, and I do it 10 times a day as well. I just find it extra funny.
Oh, yeah.
When they're a celebrity
when they retweet it out to, like, hundreds
I know,
of thousands
because they have so
people.
Many followers. It's not even just, like, telling your coworkers about fake news. It's like you're actively spreading misinformation by being a celebrity. Like, I just love that. But, you know, celebrities, they're just like us.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra also said, paranoia has set in. I hope his ballroom collapses.
Yeah. Based on the ballroom thing, I do have to hand it to Trump. You hate to see someone living your dream of destroying the White House.
Oh, yeah, because he redecorated
he
it or
He tore
something.
Down the East Wing entirely to build this ballroom.
Ah, well, maybe it looks really good, like Melania's Christmas decor from the first year he was president in 2016.
Yeah, the Eyes Wide Shut
decor. That was so crazy. That was so... She's a modernist, you know?
Yeah, she really is. It fit the presidency quite well.
It was so funny.
Just blood red trees everywhere. But anyway, it's not Christmas, folks. It's Halloween. So let's play some Halloween tracks for you. How about Weighty Ghost by Wintersleep?
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take